Is there an extremist element to the way Congress and particularly Republican senators are working to subvert every aspect of the Obama agenda right now with a take back our country constitutional crisis tone? You can hear in these remarks from Texas Senator Ted Cruz speaking on an Iowa talk radio show.
But I'll tell you, so what I have already pledged that I will do is introduce a constitutional amendment to make absolutely clear that marriage is a question for the states. If the courts were following the Constitution, we shouldn't need a new amendment. But they are, as you put it quite rightly, making it up right now. And it's a real danger to our liberty.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas talking to an Iowa radio host, Jan Mickelson. A new report from the Southern Poverty Law Center on radical right violence this week suggests that the tone of conservative politics in the United States right now is having an unintended consequence, making it hard for violent fringe groups to recruit and raise money. The Southern Poverty Law Center's Heidi Byrick heads up the organization's intelligence project and sees that increasingly hate groups in the U.S. are finding themselves in competition with mainstream politics. Heidi, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
This is a surprising revelation. What exactly do you mean here?
Well, I mean, what's been happening is ideas that are centered or used to be centered among radical right or extremist groups have actually found a home among mainstream politicians. As you just showed in that clip, extremist ideas about the role of the Supreme Court, the Constitution, gay rights are now being shared by people who are in Congress. And these are the same kinds of ideas that we see hate groups espousing. So in a way, the far right, or maybe even not even that far right of the Republican Party, sounds almost exactly like hate groups on issues like gay rights and immigration and others.
And that's not hyperbole to say that the Republican Party is espousing the values of hate groups?
It is absolutely not hyperbole. If you look at the anti-immigrant stance of most members of Congress, it is now indistinguishable from hate groups like the Federation for American Immigration Reform. And the hard line, actually, of anti-immigrant politics, for example, at the state level where punishing laws have been put in place in places like Alabama, they're often unconstitutional. But those ideas are literally from prominent members of the Republican Party, like Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who also, in that case, actually work for hate groups.
Now, there's an argument that could be made here that it's better to have this out in the open. If it's in mainstream politics, it's not something that the intelligence group at the Southern Poverty Law Center has to, seek out, undercover. This is maybe a more honest approach to controversial positions.
Well, I mean, the thing, you're right, more people will be aware of it. But when it's in the mainstream, it doesn't look controversial. So things that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago have become something that people think are legitimate. You know, other places like Fox News are doing the same thing. They're literally mainstreaming positions that nobody would have taken 10 years ago. And that's scary. And it's especially scary when it's directly affecting our politics. If it's just some, fringe group who is saying that, immigrants should have to show their papers all the time, or gay people should not be served by businesses, that's one thing. But when our leadership is doing it, that's directly impacting those groups and the rest of society.
Now, your report this week on hate groups in the United States, it's an annual report. You note that the number of hate groups declined by 17% between 2013 and 2014. And that's a low level that hasn't been seen since 2005. Is that a parallel development here, or would you link this decline with exactly this sort of mainstream development that you're talking about?
Yeah, I think the mainstreaming has affected the organized groups. Of course, you don't need to pay monthly dues and spend a lot of time on activism if your leadership is responding to your ideas. So that's certainly part of the reason for the decline. Another part of it is just it's very easy nowadays to go on hate sites and be active with people who have the same, abhorrent views you do without having to be involved in sort of real world activism. And that's the second trend that we're seeing more and more people online, both on hate sites and mainstream sites like Reddit, for example, where they're expressing views that are just disgusting, frankly, extremely racist and anti-Semitic.
And would you say that the internet enables a community of hate groups to exist, even if they aren't getting money and exchanging funds and weapons and tactics?
Without a doubt. I mean, a website like, for example, Stormfront today has 300,000 registered users. They've been adding about 25,000 registered users a year for a while now. And it's just really easy to be sort of a keyboard commando and interact there as opposed to paying dues, going to meetings. I mean, we're actually seeing this in general in society. These organized outside groups like the Kiwanis Club, the Rotary Club, and so on are declining in membership. So too hate groups as people move online to, you know, find communities that share their ideas.
Keyboard commando. Did you come up with this, or is that something that's used in the sort of world of these groups?
That is from the movement, because there are some people in the hate movement who feel that real world activism should trump people who just sit at their computers, and they sometimes criticize others for being keyboard commandos.
Heidi Byrick is head of the Intelligence Project at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Thanks so much, Heidi.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.